FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New
FM. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, who's that voice is back in town?
My voice.
Crevo.
It's good to be back.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today? You feeling great?
I'm excellent.
Good.
My microphone was off. So I woke up at 5:28 this morning.
Yeah.
Jade picked me up at 5:29. So I didn't set my alarm last night. So I did a record preparation for work. I had no shower, water on the face, quick brush of the teeth, creased shirt.
And it's funny because Maddie breathed out in the car and I was like, oh. And he's like, what, could you smell my breath then? And I was like, just a little
bit. You know morning breath?
Mm.
I was like, oh.
Everyone
10
knows
seconds
it.
With the toothbrush, not enough.
Had to put the windows down.
Give him some gum or something, you'll be right.
Thanks, Jade.
Closeness, you know, closeness.
How are you going? It is a very small car.
It is.
It is.
A little rice bubble.
It is. There's no escaping the stench.
Back to pickleball last night, I said.
Yes! It was
good. Good to be doing something different out of the house.
Glad to see you could go to pickleball, Crevo.
Well, the results came in midday yesterday, so it was almost 24 hours to the exact moment.
Mm. Well, for those who don't know, Emmy, your partner, had a scare that she might have had COVID-19.
Well, she just had all the, like, you know, those cold symptoms.
Yeah. You got to get checked.
And like, almost impossible she's got it, but, you know, we just can't be anyone risking anything at the moment.
Mm.
No, that is so true.
Off you go. Just go get tested. It's easy. 24 hours later, bang.
No, good stuff. The quick turnaround, isn't it?
Exactly.
So if you are experiencing symptoms, please just go and get checked one day.
Yeah, exactly right. And I was like, I'm not risking any team or anything.
Oh, good. We love you for that.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Hey, we've got a new Aussie legend that has been minted into our pop culture fabric.
Really? Who?
I need to tell you about next. I'm going to call him the VB Man.
Oh, I love this. I can't wait to hear about this.
He lives in Albury, and he's not so happy about the lockdowns.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you more after
Poor
Pink.
Poor VB Man.
Nate Roos, and just give me a reason at New FM. Good morning. Pink, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Guys, a new Aussie legend is in town. We've dubbed him the VB Man. Now, he doesn't have a name, so let's just call him Jono.
Okay.
So,
Jono it is.
Jono's a middle-aged man, maybe about 120 kilos, big fluffy beard, hasn't had a shave in a long time. And he's done the old classic burst in on the news story when they're filming for obviously the big news down there, of course, with COVID, the border closure and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play you the big issues that he's worried about in life at the moment. Here he is. This is Jono, guys.
Me personally, I don't
well,
work.
Not really good. Sir, I don't really give a f***.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm in lockdown.
Yeah.
Now, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Mate, I live here, and you try to lock me out of Wally Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a Centrelink?
We all have an uncle like that, I feel.
Yeah, or someone that we know in the family that just, like, gets a little bit too many VBs in their gut.
Hits the cans.
Clutching the big classic VB can there. He continues.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm really wanting to worry about, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah,
it's definitely
getting all right. Oh, well, of course I do. Where else would I go? Now, where do I go?
Aww.
He doesn't know where to go.
He doesn't know to go home or to the pub, and the pub's shut, so he's going to go back home.
Really awkward if the pub's on the wrong side of the border.
Well, for him, very awkward. That is his home, I think.
VB needs to hook him up. I mean, they are living their best life down in Albury and Wodonga because apparently they have more TV stations than we do here in Newcastle.
So, you tell that to Channel 9. What are you, Channel 7? 8, 10, 12.
I mean, I want to see these channels. What's
eight,
on them?
8 and 12 sound great. I'm imagining something to do with a drinking channel. By the sounds of it.
Yeah, like reviewing alcohol.
Yeah. This new VB in a bottle. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Nothing's better than a VB.
No, that's right, yeah. They review every craft beer and compare it against VB.
VB!
Not as good as a VB.
Pick a better beer.
Not that guy.
He kind of reminds me of the Democracy Manifest guy.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely got that vibe about him.
Yeah.
And he loves a schnitzel special, I reckon, by the looks of him.
Nah, steak.
Don't knock
steak. The $8 rump with chips and tomato sauce. Yeah. That's what he's eating.
That's his vibe. hey, guys, Heads and Tails is up next. Your chance to win. We've got Go-Karts Go vouchers on offer. 13 10 09. It's the easiest way to win prizes here in Newcastle if you want to have a crack at Heads or Tails.
Playing next, 6:15. Good morning.
The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You okay there today, Jade? You're right.
I'm okay, yeah. I had
an angry burst.
I almost
of
wanted
anger.
To punch the computer because.
It melted down ever so slightly
it just
over there.
Ads, pop up ads, and then you try and get click out of them, and then they redirect you, and I'm like, I want to stay on the same page and just scroll down.
You shouldn't be on your computer at work anyway.
Pish tosh, you're stirring me up.
You were ranting just before, though. You went to Aldi yesterday.
Yeah.
You're not happy with the woman behind you breathing down your neck.
Oh,
what happened there?
You know what? Like, we were talking about social distancing and, you know, hopefully we were saying checking the transmissions, and I think there's only one in New South Wales. I'm like, thank God, because we don't want to be like Victoria and go into a lockdown. So I said, you know what? People aren't practicing social distancing. Like, it's just sort of just a thought that's just blown away in the wind, because I was at the shops last night in Aldi, and this lady just had to keep standing right behind me, and I was being polite and I just sort of kept moving forward.
Yeah.
And then she keep creeping up behind me. It's like cars at traffic lights. You know, you move forward a little bit and that car behind you just can't help but move. A
couple of inches more.
Just a little bit.
And I was like, just back off. Like, stay away from me. You'd think someone would get the hint if you keep moving away from them.
Why didn't you just turn around and say it to her?
Well, I just turned around. Oh, I gave her a filthy look. I'll be honest, but I just thought, I just don't have the energy to deal with a psycho. Like, I figured if they can't, like, stand back in social distance, like, it's not even worth it.
You know, Jade is really wound up when she stands up to reenact how annoyed she was in the situation, and we just had a full-on action replay.
I thought I was looking at myself, because I do that quite regularly. Is it a mirror or Jade?
Yeah, no, it's me. But, guys, there's this worker who was just being fed up with being bullied at work. She's had a horrible boss, and she finally quit. She thought, you know what, honestly, my mental health, it's not worth it. I'm leaving this job. And then she got invited to her leaving drinks, and then she could not believe what was written in the invitation. Her boss just couldn't help but bully her that one last time. So on 13 10 09, after this, I'll tell you more, but do you have an awful co-worker or boss?
Jeez,
taking right. your stories this morning.
You can stay anonymous. You don't have to name the company. This is a chance to vent.
Yep. We've got $50 Hippo Espresso vouchers, so you can maybe go and buy some cakes to throw at them.
Or to eat. Yeah, enjoy yourself. Coffee and stuff.
Right, nice. Now, Harry Styles, Adore You, live across Newcastle, 6:37. Good morning. Harry Styles, Adore You, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And on 13 10 09 this morning, can remain anonymous, but we're taking your calls on if you've worked with an evil co-worker or boss. This is because an employee has finally spoken out how her abusive boss threw this boat party celebrating that she had left. Very hurtful. So she said that she'd worked for this particular company for 2 years, and the chief executive that she was working under, her boss, would say that, you know, she's not worth being paid. He can replace her in a heartbeat. She goes to say that it was basically being in an abusive relationship because he would yell at her and swear at her, like, when he was ever asking her to do anything, which is horrible. And after a while, when someone keeps talking to you like that for 2 years, it's, you know, quite taxing on your mental health. So she finally resigned. She's like, you know what, stuff this, it's not worth it. She thought they were doing a nice thing by having a party, like a going away party. Mm-hmm. And then, so he sent this email out, this boss, and then she opens it and it's a celebrate Laura leaving party, and he goes, you're not invited, to her directly.
What a piece of
isn't
work.
That horrible?
Like, there's no need to do that.
No.
Just even if you're not happy and you're happy the person's leaving, this, you don't have to invite them or whatever.
This happens a lot. I think a lot of people put up with this sort of thing. And, you know, you should be able to go to work and feel safe and secure.
100%.
Well, you should.
Basic thing.
There's some crazies out there.
All right, well, 13 10 09, taking your calls. Did you have an awful co-worker / boss?
Angie, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. Is it, obviously, maybe not where you currently work. Is it in the past? What happened?
It's in the past. So I was working and I was bullied throughout my first pregnancy by a co-worker.
Oh, jeez.
Then, like, she constantly made me in tears all the time. And then with, I had medical certificates to say that I couldn't lift over a certain amount. And
Of course, you're pregnant.
Yeah, well, the top bosses sort of tried to make me go back into the room and lift heavier than what I was supposed to. And then with my second pregnancy, I was 20-plus weeks, and I was constantly asked for medical certificates to prove that I was actually pregnant. And I'm like, well,
are you kidding?
With my shirt up, and you can see that I'm pregnant.
How long had you worked there for?
At that stage, I was there for 2 years, and then with my second pregnancy, it was 17 and a half months later.
Wow.
I'm so glad you don't work there anymore. That sounds awful.
Yeah, that's terrible. Out of obviously, you're not back there. You didn't go back.
No.
Good.
I did for a little bit, and the person that bullied me through my first pregnancy, we ended up sorting stuff out, but still, I'd never trusted it again.
Mm.
And there was constant competition between us where I was better at the job than what she was, and she knew it even though she was my boss. And she ended up becoming my boss. And, yeah, it was like I knew I was better than her at the job, and she hated that, and she would constantly put me down and stuff behind and made up rumours.
That's horrible. Wow, that's terrible. She was just threatened by you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I ended up leaving there, and it was the best thing that I ever did.
Well, it happens in so many workplaces. Angie, we're going to give you our $50 Hippo Espresso voucher. Thank you for sharing your story. It's a disgrace, isn't it?
That's
all
terrible.
You bosses out there that are doing these things to your co-workers, you quit yourself. You're unqualified and incompetent.
Totally true.
Anyway, well said.
What's the goss up next? Jackson, what's on the way, mate?
Yeah, Dua Lipa has hit back at a fan over a new music video. And also, too, going to tell you why Billie Eilish's parents were going to put her in therapy.
Hmm.
Oh.
Okay, that's interesting.
I hope everything's all right.
Yeah.
Very good. 6:45. Creevo, you like a caring father. Do you really care if Billie Eilish goes into therapy?
Of course I do.
I hope she's all right.
Well, I think she's a cool lady.
She is cool. Doing it next, 6:45. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. When you wake up.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I've
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss? Oh, Jackson's here. What's the goss, my man?
Yo, I'm so jealous of Dua Lipa. She spent the last 4 months over in the Caribbean because she wasn't allowed back into the US during the pandemic because she's not a citizen, so she had some issues getting in. So she hasn't really had much downtime to do things like make video clips for her new song, Hallucinate.
Great song.
It's a good track. Album's really good. Dua Lipa is really cool. So she's releasing a cartoon video.
Okay.
Not happy. So one fan tweeted, "Okay, Dua, I didn't wait this long for Hallucinate to get an animated movie clip." And she replied, "Did you guys forget that we're in the middle of a pandemic for the past 3 months and then 4 laughing emojis and 10 question marks?"
Like, because you can't hire a bunch of actors to gyrate on each other when there's a pandemic happening.
No, but you know what? She could have just filmed herself in the Caribbean and then just sent it to
with a selfie
LA,
style.
Dropbox it. Yeah.
I love how you come up with these very simple solutions to complex problems, Jade. It's a real skill.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm great.
I'm joking.
The thing is, I'm with that fan. I'm not a big fan of cartoon video clips either.
A cartoon video clip that's really cool and artistic, or her on a beach with a selfie stick. I think I would rather watch the interesting cartoon.
No, I'd rather a music clip blog, like vlog. So just in silence is her getting around the Caribbean.
Well, that's why she's a star and you're not. A pop star.
Look,
you're
ingenious.
Not a pop star.
Just because you don't like it, Matt. Stop putting me down.
Well, look, let's wait to cast our judgment because it's out Friday, okay? So we can all watch it together and give it a rating out of 10.
It's probably amazing.
It's probably really good. Maybe that's the vibe she was going for anyway. I really liked when Britney Spears did it for Break the Ice.
No, it was crap.
Oh, there you go.
And I love
Jade
Britney's.
Is the be all and end all.
The Britney fan.
Jade has spoken.
Moving on to Billie Eilish. Jade, how do you feel about Billie Eilish? Did you cancel her today?
No, I don't have a problem with her.
Oh, good, 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 good. Okay, so
only her fashion, but
her
that's
parents.
A story.
should I give you the mic? Mm-hmm. Give you the floor?
Yeah. What's happening with Billie Eilish?
Oh, well, she nearly got put into therapy.
Jeez.
That's understandable.
Do you want to know what? No, it's not understandable because I'm going to... Listen to this. She's got a radio show, which I didn't know about. It's very boring. So she's talking to her parents and they reveal the reason behind them considering it.
You know, I just want to say that we did consider taking you to therapy.
You did?
You were in so much pain over Justin Bieber.
She was about Justin.
You guys had conversations about taking me to therapy. About my Bieber.
It was so intense.
No, I
it caused you so much pain.
I know it did.
Just loved him too much.
Oh, that's sweet. But they should, though. I think they... No, because she's like, what, 17 now? She's not even hit 18, I don't think.
Why do you think she needs to go to therapy?
Well, I just think child stars need it. I think if you look at, you know, all the, like, Britney Spears, Michael Jackson, all the child stars, they just always end up a little bit disturbed later on in life because they take on so much and miss out on a huge part of their childhood and life.
I can see that.
So I think it's important just to have someone in their life to, like, monitor them.
I think a mentor is one thing, but you don't necessarily need therapy.
Well, no, not like...
Especially
well,
when
no,
it comes
I think
to
you do. I think everyone... I love therapy. I need therapy. I think everyone needs therapy in their life, but that's just me.
Okay. Interesting.
Because it's good to talk to people about your life and vent to people who don't know you and your situations, because sometimes people give you the bad advice.
But, like, how bad do you have to love Justin Bieber? Like, what are you doing to show your love for Justin Bieber that your parents want to put you in therapy?
Well, you must love him a heck of a lot.
Also, too, odd person for Billie Eilish to like because she's emo.
That does seem like a mismatch, actually, now you bring it up.
Very good. Thank you, Jackson. Coming up next is The News with Hamish. It's 3 minutes to seven. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Creevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so magic.
The official
The Novos. We got love.
A great article in the Herald the other day, and it was titled Nobby's Breakwall Has a Stonehenge Moment at Sunrise. And I had to read through the article, and do you know what? It actually does. Have a look at the sun rising over Nobby's in this picture.
It's very beautiful.
That's kind of incredible, because I know we a little while ago on the show we were like, oh, the stones, you know, maybe yeah. they're not good, but maybe...
They actually have a purpose.
Yeah, our very own Stonehenge right in Newcastle. We didn't know about it.
See, in our ever-evolving search to make more money here in Newcastle, I really think we can capitalize on this.
Talk to me.
So, imagine if we have, like, not a pagan festival, but a pagan-like festival, you know, that we have on Nobby's once a year on the Breakwall.
That is actually really cool. You could do stalls all down one
stalls,
side.
music. It'll be massive.
Huge, long market sort of thing.
I have so many questions.
Not a market. Think food stalls.
Yeah.
Themed cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Different types of music and arts and culture. That'll be so good. Let's utilize what we've got.
We just have to be careful of the swell.
Yeah, well, you pick the day.
Hard to do. Weather
not
changes.
Not really, Jade. You could still... It's not really... It's not that bad. You could still hold an event
or
on
just
the,
put
on
up
the break
a splash
wall.
Screen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are they expensive?
No idea. Never built one.
Oh, well, I think it's a great idea that we should develop. We'll see. If we can get an idea together that's half decent, we're going to call up New Atali again and pitch it to it.
Do you like the idea, Crevo?
I think it's an amazing idea.
The more events we can have on in the city, the better. Who are you, Jade? Like, wouldn't you love to go down to that?
Yeah, but I just think it could be dangerous. Last time we pitched something to New Italian Elms on the break wall, she was like, you know, the swell's dangerous. And I thought about it. And I don't want to get washed out to sea.
What would you prefer to see?
We just have it in the car park. Yeah, we would.
Car park.
Just in the car park there.
13:10:09, yay or nay. We're going to call it the Nobby's Breakwall Festival working title. We can come up with something else if you've got a better suggestion. Taking your calls after this here at New FM. Vouchers on offer for Hippo Espresso, Salt and Pepper. Let's talk about sex right now at New FM. Good morning. Salt and Pepper live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
So, I've read an article in the Herald the other day, and they're basically dubbing Nobby's Breakwall as Newcastle's Stonehenge. And I think it's a great comparison because, you know what? It's a beautiful piece of architecture. It's man-made, isn't it?
Yeah, well, exactly right. And it's a bit of a mystery how the stones got there. So,
well, it is. But what we thought we'd
is that if you want to sell yourself that
No.
For your new idea.
So what I thought we could do is develop an idea.
Yeah.
Not a pagan festival, but a really cool cultural festival that we hold on the Breakwall once a year. Live music, really good food, themed cocktails.
Amazing.
Almost like a real... Even, I know this is a controversial thing to say, fireworks.
Great idea. And you know what? You know how Glastonbury... That's called Glastonbury. Single word describes the area. I think we call the festival, instead of like something festival, just call it the Breakwall.
Wow.
No.
You're a visionary.
You know what?
I know.
I've thought about this, right?
Yeah.
And I see what you're trying to do, but the thing is, I think we've got too many markets here in Newcastle as it is. There's enough. There's a market every weekend. Let's face it.
Yeah, but not
so
on the Breakwall.
Instead of... Yeah, but it's unrealistic to have markets all along the Breakwall with
not
waves
really.
Crashing and gusty winds. So I was thinking, instead of the markets, okay, we get a casino. Because I think Newcastle needs a casino instead of another market.
We've got the West Hitman just waiting outside.
And you know where I'd put it? In the up-and-coming suburb of Mayfield, just down from Crevo's house. Because, you know those...
poker machines in Mayfield as
No, that's good for business. Put them all in the same area.
Do you have a stake in the casino committee or something?
I just think Newcastle needs one.
Every time we talk about any kind of development, it's like... Or we could have a casino.
I know, it is. It's something I really want. I think it'd be great for Newcastle. We don't need another market.
It's not a market, Jade.
It's a
festival. We're not selling little pickles and jams.
Festival is just a fancy way of saying a large market. There's just more tents.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's so not. think
totally
like...
Totally different.
So I can just... I can see it right now. You know...
all right, conmen. Conmen, Maddie. Let's hear the cell.
Excuse me?
Newcastle Stonehenge. The Breakwall Festival.
You want some snake oil with that as well? you know what? Think about the end of the Breakwall, right? So you know the Burning Man Festival in Vegas?
Yeah. Mm.
Imagine having something similar to that at the end of the festival.
Incredible.
Right on the end of the Breakwall. And you can just
you
push
can see
the
it
wood
from
in.
All of Newcastle.
Oh, it would be brilliant. Katie, what are your thoughts?
Well, firstly, I'm completely shocked that Bargain Hunter Jade's against the market. I'm
yes,
blown away.
I know.
Because we already have so many, Katie. We don't need another one. No. We need a casino.
No, I'm thinking no casino. The market's kind of, like, I'm kind of for the festival. Like, imagine cocktails and dancing and like, you know, a bit of a party on the break. Well, that's
no, no shoes
no,
on.
No, Katie, you can get
yeah,
cocktails. You can get food at a casino. Play no. the slots, no. you know, pick up a man. You can do all the lot at the casino.
No, I'm not for the casino. I'm not
and
for a slap.
The casino will have a nice daycare for the kiddies as well.
Just imagine dancing on the break wall with a cocktail and then just getting smashed with a few waves. That sounds great.
Yeah, like connecting with nature.
That's right.
The fresh yeah. air, the waves, the water. It's beautiful, Jane.
When did you guys turn into hippies?
Thank you, Katie.
Jade's well, not buying it.
You like spend said, one day away from me, Maddie, yesterday, and Crevo and your hipsters.
Well, I went to Cessnock, so I don't think there are many hippies in
Cessnock.
Or hipsters.
Hey, next, guys, of course you would know, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, they're going through a bit of a public divorce
oh,
at the
ugly.
Moment.
Oh,
it's so good. It's
I horrible. Thought we could start off like a mini-series where we follow this journey, because I can personally guarantee every day there's going to be a new article with a new outrageous story about what they've been up to.
Oh,
today, the
this.
First day of the saga begins.
The outrageous divorce of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard happening next here on the show, 7:15.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Tones and I, Bad Child, live across Newcastle. Tops of 20 degrees on the coast today with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time to talk the ongoing saga that is the divorce of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Mm. This is the goose that keeps on laying the eggs. So many juicy stories out of this divorce. I love it.
Absolutely fascinating. And we do, of course, kick things off with the most sensational revelation from Depp was that he decided to divorce Amber Heard after feces was left in their bed.
Disgusting.
I mean, what compels a sane person to think that that is any kind of good idea? And then in a written statement, the actor said that Heard or possibly one of her friends was responsible for the incident, ugh, but claimed she dismissed it as just a harmless prank. Putting poop in a bed is not a harmless prank.
No, that's really vindictive, isn't it?
Humour's subjective, though, so,
well,
like,
I mean,
you know.
you could say that, but I don't think that that's any kind of funny.
Do you know what's really sad? They were only married for 2 years, and it got ugly very quickly, didn't it?
Oh, it's just crazy. So other things that have come out in this is, have you guys heard about the wine incident?
No.
Okay, so apparently there's footage of Johnny Depp basically sculling like a pint. So that's like bigger than a schooner, like the big pint full of wine. And then just, like, becoming, like, a wine monster.
Well, I know he spent, like, he almost went bankrupt, supposedly, because he was buying too much wine, like, vintage.
Mm.
He had a whole cellar full, and apparently he was trying to sue his accountants for not pulling him into check for buying all the wine.
Wow.
There was a period of time where he was spending more than £24,000 a month on wine.
You may as well double that, so in Australian dollars.
50 grand a month.
50 grand a month. That's insane.
That's about, yes, over $500,000 a year.
I mean,
on
for
wine.
Such a wino, he looks pretty good still. I mean, he has his moments, but.
Well, he must be drinking red wine, because they say a glass a night's meant to be good for your heart, apparently.
I think that was a little more than that.
Last I heard.
Can't you just see Barnaby Joyce like being the divorce lawyer or something in the corner there. Like, he'd be loving this right now. Of course, that famous feud between Barnaby and Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. But remember their little dogs?
Pistol and Boo.
Pistol and Boo.
Came to Australia.
Yeah, I the little dogs too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's this is all part of this ongoing unbelievable saga, really.
You know what, though? I tend to think Johnny Depp's the victim in this. This is what I'm gathering from most of the articles I've written, because he's actually, his ex-wives and ex-partners have actually come out
defending him, really,
and saying that that he's actually has a good character. He's never once, you know, like abused them physically or emotionally. He's actually a really nice guy. So, which makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because I heard that she lied about him attacking her.
Jackson, are you team Amber or team Johnny?
I don't know. There's something about Amber Heard that I just don't like. She looks like she's in the shower.
She's a gold digger.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Johnny Depp is in the right here. I feel like he's being sort of unfairly misrepresented.
I think so too.
She does look like she needs a shower. I mean, if she's defecating the bed, she probably should.
Probably doesn't have the best sanitary habits. I mean, if somebody told me that that was one of the things they did, that'd be a no for me to hang out with them, I think. Oh, you poop in your partner's bed, do you? I'm actually busy that day. That's just me, though.
We're just assuming, too. We're making assumptions
here. As I'm taking a sip from my coffee. Thank you. That. News time with Hamish next here at New FM 726. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, I know Victoria aren't waking up on the right side of the bed this morning because they've just kicked off their 6 weeks in lockdown.
Yeah.
Again, unfortunately, stage three lockdown.
I've got a few mates there and they're so unhappy. I mean, some of them have just started back at work after the last lockdown, so they're back to square one. It's
so
awful.
We're going to have a chat to my girlfriend, actually. Becca went to high school with her.
Becca, hey.
Yeah, because she lives, Beck lives in Melbourne and she's in a suburb Calcalo. I believe that's pronounced. We're going to confirm that with her in a second.
So just before we speak to Becca, tell us about yours and Becca's relationship.
Oh, we're good.
Like you went to high school together?
Went to high school
together. Did you have like a little gang at high school?
Yeah, we hung out.
Partying on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After, like, when you finish school. Did you go to schoolies together?
No, I actually was meant to do schoolies with her.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't end up going to schoolies in the end. I ended up moving out of home. So instead of spending all my money on schoolies, I moved out instead.
Watermelon cruises.
We can ask her about that.
Yeah.
She holds a grudge.
I seriously doubt it. But she was actually in suburb 3064, which is actually the highest case of, you know, the 10 postcodes that went into initial lockdown.
Yeah.
So she says it's been frightening because there's been police coming and knocking on their doors and we'll get into more into it in a second, see how they're doing.
I love how you've ditched the hard to pronounce suburb name for the postcode.
Calcalo? I think it is.
I know numbers. No one can deny me that.
3064 postcode.
We can just ask her next.
Yeah, easier.
Kings of Leon right now. Use Somebody live across Newcastle with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning. Kings of Leon, Use Somebody live across Newcastle. It's 7:39 here at New FM.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
And today's a tough day for all Victorians. They're in stage three lockdown this morning. They're basically housebound. Which is very sad, very tough. And hopefully Victoria will pull out of it, you know, better,
right,
I guess, on the right
this,
side of things. But my girlfriend, Beck, she's from postcode 3064. I believe it's Calcalo. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning, everyone.
I was here, Beck, practicing the suburb name because I was like, Cal, I couldn't say it, but I got it.
It's a tough one, that one.
I miss you.
Guys, catch up after the show. Becca, tell us, how are you feeling? Is it day one now of the lockdowns? You can't leave your house other than for a few reasons. How's it feeling?
That's right. So this is like the first of complete lockdown. We've been in a week and a half of lockdown in this postcode, so we're feeling like we're going crazy. I've probably left my house 3 times since March, and with 2 kids under 3, it's a little taxing.
Now, are you in a sprawling mansion, or what's your situation?
So we're just in a four-bedroom house on, a 600-square block, so not a big area. We've got our father-in-law's on 30 acres, so we have a chance to go up there, but unfortunately now that's also been squashed.
Jeez.
So our kids are just going crazy, not much room to move around. It's not really good for everyone's mental health, but we're getting there.
How do you feel, Beck, obviously coming from the postcode, the initial 10 postcodes that got put into lockdown a week and a half early, obviously your postcode had the most transmissions. Yeah. How's that make you feel, Horrible. As a local living there?
It's just like, you feel with 2 kids, if I have to go to get something or, go to the chemist, run out somewhere emergency, it just makes you second guess everything. Like, I can't leave. And people, it's just the atmosphere in the street. You walk out and people that normally would wave to you and talk to you with their other kids playing up the street, they just turn around and walk inside. And it's just the whole mood is just shifted in the whole suburb. It's just, I mean, I think everyone's thinking, have you got it? Have you got it? So it's like, we don't know who's contagious, who's not. You just have to sort of keep to yourself. But it's just, it's not a nice feeling to not know where you can go.
Beck, before this all happened again in Victoria, you guys were obviously, starting to live life normally once again. Yeah. It's been ripped away from you guys.
Yeah.
What would be your advice, I guess, to people here in New South Wales or in Newcastle who, are maybe a little bit too relaxed with social distancing and the like? What would be your advice?
I mean, that's what we were talking about the other day. We feel like life just started getting back to normal, and I think people are too relaxed here. So I would definitely say, yes, it's good to be able to move around, especially Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales have a lot less cases, but don't be too relaxed. Because, I mean, I don't know what's gone so wrong in Victoria, but I do feel like this can happen 100% in Queensland and New South Wales, and people just aren't taking it seriously.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. The security guard couldn't keep it in his pants.
That hasn't helped, has it?
They're looking into that, but I think most of Victoria are pretty disgusted, and that's a thing that we're all trying to stay home and do the right thing.
Yeah.
And people like this who are supposed to be taking care of people, well, no more.
How are you going, as a mum with your kids, Isla and Zara, how are they going dealing with it at home, keeping them busy, as a mum, that must be tough.
I know. I mean, there's only so much painting and Lego you can do. So for a 3.5-year-old to be able to go to a park or anywhere, it's just, that's their freedom.
Mm.
So for us, keeping especially the older one, 2.5, busy is just, it's a nightmare.
Get her baking in the kitchen.
You've got to also live. You've got to do all your other things as well.
Yeah, that's right. Somehow work and stuff are crazy.
That's right. That's right. So thank God when my husband walks through the door, they're palmed off. and we just have a... But yeah, no, it is tough. Like, obviously the little bub wouldn't really know what's going on. But it's hard to tell your kids you can't kiss your grandparents, touch your grandparents, see your grandparents, or anyone, in fact. Like, it's a very hard situation to explain to a 2.5-year-old.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
You're doing good, Beck.
You're doing a great job, obviously. One more question before we wrap this up.
Yes.
Now, Jade just revealed before we went on air with you that Jade was supposed to go on schoolies with you but bailed at the last minute.
She's a little monster.
So tell us about your feelings. Have you forgiven her yet, or...?
She's probably made up for it coming back from Dubai and seeing us. that we thought we might lose her for good over there.
10 years later.
She has made up for it. But, yeah, we're not going to forget that one, JD.
No, I'm sorry, Becca. I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I'm safe, Dave, and hope that you guys in New South Wales don't have this horrific spiral again.
Resurgence.
Fingers crossed. I'll give you a call later.
Thanks, Beck. Appreciate that. Up next, Crevo. Love it all over.
That's right. And I want to talk about famous houses.
Okay. Very good.
Talk more about that next.
7:45. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM traffic.
Huey Lewis and the news. The power of love. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM 7:56. It's time for Love It or Loathe There.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
That's right. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. We want to talk famous houses.
3, 2, 1, go.
I'm going to say love it.
Loathe it.
Why do you loathe famous houses?
What do you mean by famous
so
houses?
So what I want to talk about is like ones that have been in TV shows, movies, or ones that were previously lived in by celebrities.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you know what? One famous house I would love to live in, I'm going to flip on this, is Alf Stewart's house. You know the one that Sally grew up in on Home and Away?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, why are you into that
it's
one?
It's iconic.
Yeah,
it's iconic. Aww. So much drama has gone down in that house and so many residents over the years.
Yeah, and when I went to LA, I did one of those famous tours where they drive around Michael Jackson's house. He lived here.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that sort of stuff. Marilyn Monroe's house just around
the
corner.
Did you get a thrill from it?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting just seeing where they lived. You don't see much, though, to be honest. It's a waste of money because you just see the front gates.
Yeah, you can't go around it or anything.
The house is this beautiful mansion. You can see a slight roof, but it's way at the back of the property.
Why does how much does a tour like that set you back?
Oh, to be honest, I can't remember now. It's about 9 years ago. I want to say probably like $60 maybe.
Yeah, I can see why you'd find that a waste. Reason I brought this up is because there's a house that's based like in a Netflix series at the moment. It's going up for sale, and I just wonder why like a premium is put on a house that's like been in a movie or something, unless it's like a mansion.
Crevo, you should know the answer to this.
I don't know, like. If it's just a normal house, it's still just a normal house unless you can somehow squeeze money out of it.
And you call yourself a salesman. It's the fans, the diehard fans, like that will pay a pretty penny to own, you know, a piece of, I don't know, a memory that they cherish and an emotion that connects them to a TV series. Like, you know me. I'm living in the past with Seinfeld, Frasier, the nanny.
We know that.
If I could live in the nanny house, I'd buy that.
So 2 years ago, there was the iconic house from the movie The Castle went up for sale.
Yep.
But there was just the house. You had to take it off the property. It went for $40,000. It's now the site office at a caravan park.
Really?
That's how it's going to spend the rest of its days.
Mm. Devalued quickly, didn't it?
Yeah,
at least it didn't get demolished, because it's a good little piece of history.
That is. I've also looked up Taylor Swift's childhood home.
Yep.
Basically a mini mansion, that is. Mm. Built in the 30s, a big three-story stone thing.
She had rich parents.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Only went for $800,000, though, which is not
so horrible. It's a detriment to be a famous house.
Well, in that case, I would say, because it doesn't seem that expensive for a bigger piece of history, arguably, than The Castle.
If the characters from Famous Houses came with the property, I'd be into that. Just imagine, you know, you're sitting there having lunch and then...
You're obsessed with Alf Stewart's house.
I am.
That is the
one house.
Have you done the Home and Away tour?
No. I don't think they have one.
No, they do.
I'd happily go and sit on Palm Beach and watch the filming of Home and Away. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to just tick it off the bucket list because a lot of English people come over and do it. They love it. It's a tourist thing to do.
There's a holiday activity for you next time.
Well, thank you. Coming up after 8 o'clock, guys, Bruno the List King will be joining us. His burger list, it's going to shock you what made the top choice there. So we're going to chat to him soon. And
excellent.
After the news, all you mums out there, we're talking tips to stop the baby crying.
Yeah.
So if you've got one, think about them. 13:10:09, doing it next. New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
New FM.
connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De Novos. 13:10:09. We're looking for your tips to how to stop a baby from crying or kids from having tantrums. This is the vibe we're after. Your best tips and tricks, prizes on offer if you've got some.
What a nightmare. Imagine that. All night, all day.
Well, some babies just really can't stop.
Are you going to be babysitting? Because you're the godfather of your mate's baby.
Mm.
Are you going to be doing babysitting soon? Hey.
Well, it's possible. I don't know.
So
I don't
help Crevo out here.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him the tips.
Crevo would be perfect actually because he's a very patient person.
Yeah, I think I deal with this sort of thing well. But still, I need tips and tricks, please.
All right, very good. Doing this after Blanco Brown, the Get Up, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently 5 degrees in Maitland. Good morning. Blanco Brown, the Get Up, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. And on our 13:10:09 this morning, we're after tips to stop the baby crying, Crevo.
That's
screw
right.
That.
Oh, God, it can really be a problem. I was talking to one of my friends and they're like, oh, this baby won't stop crying. And I was like, well, maybe I can get some tips. I'll ask the people of Newcastle. I have access to this great resource.
You're a god daddy, right?
Yeah, a godfather.
Godfather. Yeah. God daddy.
God
I guess
daddy.
You can call it god daddy.
I guess so. I've never heard it called that. Hey. First time for everything. that's what we're after. 13:10:09 prizes on offer. I did read online a great tip to stop tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got the kid at like a supermarket or something, get them to pose for a photo with like a toy or something, and their automatic reaction is to smile for the photo.
Oh.
And that's supposed to help stop the tantrum.
There's a great tip.
That's a good one, possibly. But we are looking for your additional advice.
I feel like, to be honest, Woolies and Coles, Aldi, wherever you shop, they should have that one toy that they keep behind the counter to make everybody's shopping experience a little bit nicer when there's that kid chucking a tantrum.
Yeah. Do they
give
have
it to
a,
them and let them take a photo.
Do they have a children's hour in Woolworths and Coles?
No.
They should. You know why? Because kids love other children. They love playing. Like, there's one thing kids don't, you know, they don't judge and they just enjoy being around other children.
Really?
Imagine if they had a child hour at Woolies or Coles or at a shopping centre. Like, yeah, all the parents would flock, but the kids would be happier and there would be less tears and tantrums because they're interacting with all the other kids.
This is going to sound bad, but it's not meant to sound bad.
Yeah.
So little kids are like puppies or dogs. So you know when dogs see each other and they have that sort of
connection,
rivalry where they're like looking at each other and they're a little bit jealous of one another? Kids are like that too. When they see other children, they get really like apprehensive, like, ooh.
Am I in for a rival?
Haven't you ever watched the episode of The Simpsons with the monobrow baby and Maggie? Hey, come on, that's what I'm basing my advice.
Basing all your parenting skills off The Simpsons.
That's where I'm getting my advice from. Let's go to the phones. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, how are you going?
Hey, good. How many kids do you have, Katie?
I've got three.
Well qualified.
Yes, yes. What are your tips for all your mums and dads out there?
When they're babies and they're crying, if you do like this humming noise, you just like, it just sort of, they stop in their tracks and they look at you. And then we did that with our third baby.
Mm.
And by the time he was like 4 months old, he would do it himself. And it was like his cue that he wanted to go to sleep and he just put himself to sleep.
So just like a 2 second,
Yeah, and you just do that and they just look at you. And so we'd be out somewhere and he'd be like, people would look at us like, what the hell is going on?
Is that tantrum? Like, are they crying at this point when you do this hum?
Anytime.
Oh,
anytime.
Wow, okay.
When they're crying or unsettled, yep, you just do this, just this noise.
Wow, I feel like there's a $1 million app idea in that.
Very good.
Just the hum app.
Appreciate you, Paul. That's a good one.
Yeah, really cool. Jason, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Best tips and tricks to stop the babies crying. What have you got?
Well, first of all, sorry to debunk it, but that photo with a toy is a very bad idea. Because once you take that toy away, that tantrum is not going to stop.
That's the end of that. Okay.
Godfather Crevo fail.
All right. Well, lucky you told me before I tried it.
If you can find something they like. So for my little boy, here's his food. stuff. We go through the shops at Woolworths and that, how they have, like, fruit that kids can have.
Yeah.
Keeps him happy for the entire trip. Same at home. He can be bawling his eyes out, going crazy. You hold up a biscuit, he will wipe those tears away, and he will calm right down and come running over.
Great tip. Jason, problem with that?
Yeah.
You don't want him to become a little chubber, do you?
He's already a little chubber. I don't have that choice.
It's the crying stop.
Thanks,
bribery.
Jace.
All right. Kylie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so what's your tip for stopping the baby from crying?
So my tip is process of elimination.
Okay.
So we were told, I have three kids, and we were told with our first, you know, eliminate, check for dirty nappies, check if they're hungry, check if they need burping, and we didn't have winches.
Wow.
There you go.
That's quite good.
Yeah. That's just parenting.
Very, very logical parenting.
Well, logical parenting.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Kylie. Very good. Good advice there.
Lots of good tips.
Coming up next, we have the List King Bruno on the show. He's got his 100% accurate fast food burger power rankings. The number one spot is going to blow your mind, and I think it's going to piss a lot of people off. Doing it next.
Controversial.
8:16. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
I sure do. 8:24 live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Currently 11 degrees at Warners Bay. Guys, Bruno is here with his 100% accurate fast food burger power rankings.
What does it mean to be a king?
Hey guys, so today's topic of the day is called Put It On The
Let's
List.
Let's eat. I'm hungry.
So what are some of the things we would put on the list to get better in music and life?
And now we have Bruno.
Hey, hey friends.
Hello.
Morning, guys. Oh, you guys are the best. Every other show, cat vomits here. You guys got this.
Yay!
I'll take that endorsement to the bank.
Thank you for the promo, Bruno.
Yeah, and
I
have to say, we really liked seeing you partly nude in the shower on your Instagram this morning, giving us a shout-out. That was a treat.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I thought a rare glimpse into what happens in my shower. Probably not as exciting as you guys think. I use my phone in the shower. You guys... Do you guys use your phone in the shower?
I do occasionally.
Yeah, I used to back in my young, you know, my early 20s, Bruno, yeah. When I had a much better body. You know how us gays are.
I put my mum on speakerphone and have a chat.
Now, mate, this list, I'm actually really happy with this list. I think you've nailed it this time. Although, cat vomit tea, KFC bacon and cheese, what are you doing? It's beautiful.
Here's my problem, right? Yeah. KFC, by far, do the best chicken ever. It's really good chicken, mm-hmm. But here's where they struggle a bit, right? You're meant to eat that chicken pretty much as soon as it comes out of the fryer. Now, when they stick it on a burger, the bread starts to absorb that oil, and it ends up just being a real soggy fest. And
yep.
that's no good. So the zinger's all right, but the rest of the burgers, they really suffer from that sogginess.
That's a fair point.
I think if they were able to get the chicken from the Wicked Wings somehow and put that on a burger, that would probably have the crispiness to stand up to a bun environment.
Oh, my God. With that kind of thinking, you could cure the coronavirus. Well done.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Good on you,
Peter. All right, moving to this pleb tier, the McDonald's McChicken. Very sad. It made it onto that
That's a
that
heap
tier.
Of crap.
No, that's my go-to.
Nah. Cheap and nasty.
That's a boring burger. Fair enough.
Bruno.
Yeah, and look, the issue with that is that bread is too soggy. So you can't hold it with one hand without all of the lettuce falling on your lap. And we all eat in the car, right? That's where we're eating these burgers.
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to do some one-hand action. Now, if you can't one-hand a McChicken, you're in a world of pain. There's no use for that burger if you can't one-hander it.
Bruno, what I'm guessing, what I'm, sorry, sensing from this is that you like to eat a burger with your one hand, so you're a one-hander, but the thing is you don't like a wet burger.
Wet buns.
So wet buns, no good, hey?
You like a lot of one-hand action.
A one-hander and a wet bun doesn't go your way.
It's the secret to a good marriage.
Let's go up to the Adam Sandler's here. We've got the Big Mac, the Nando's Classic McDonald's cheeseburger. I think that's fitting. Very good.
I've never eaten a Nando's Classic. Has anyone?
No.
It's like a bit average. It's not going to blow your head off, but it's still enjoyable at the time.
Okay. All right. There's something for me to maybe try.
Yeah. No words. Royalty to you, Bruno. Red Rooster, all you Queenslanders out there listening would be obsessed with this. The Ripper Roll, amazing.
Yeah, now I've had a bit of controversy with people saying, yeah, all right, List King, the Ripper Roll, fantastic, but is it a burger? Now, it really depends what your definition of a burger is. So I sussed out the Oxford Dictionary, and it's basically any kind of ground patty that's put between two pieces of bread. And you'd argue that, okay, I know it's a fillet, but obviously that's not taken straight from the chicken. It's been processed, it's been ground together as like a chicken patty. So anyone that's listening right now, you know, like punching their radio saying the Ripper is not a burger, stop hitting your radio. You look really weird. Relax. It is a burger.
Yeah, I think you are a ripper putting that on the royalty tier, Bruno, because I'm a Queenslander. I love the Red Rooster Ripper. And you know what? Anyone who questions you,
They're wrong.
You're the List King.
You're being very nice to Bruno today, Jade.
I agree with him.
Anytime Red Rooster's mentioned, Jade's happy, basically.
Wait, Jade, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Am I correct in saying, from one Red Rooster lover to another, am I right in saying that the Ripper used to be the strip sub?
Yes.
Yeah, I still don't know why they renamed that, by the way. I mean, I'm not mad about it. I just don't know why.
I believe they changed the seasoning, like around it. It was crumbed slightly differently.
Jade's like a Red Rooster historian. Like the Bilotti of Red Rooster.
All right, and you know what? One, I have to 100% agree with you, the God tier, taking out all burgers, Bruno, Hungry Jack's Whopper. Amen.
Yeah, I mean, look, the burgers really are better at Hungry Jack's. Look, I wish they were paying me. Some people are like, oh, you're getting paid. I wish. In fact, if Hungry Jack's are listening, which I'm sure they are, I would welcome money. I'm down with it. I'm happy to be influenced. But honestly, the Whopper, that smokiness that they're able to inject in the patty, it's so good. It really is the best burger.
The onion.
Yeah, it is good. It is.
Jade's actually salivating.
Yeah, the tomato, the lettuce, and have that magic mayo. It's delicious.
Who would have thought that mayo works with, like, a beef patty? But it does. It works perfectly.
Also a bit of tomato sauce in there as well, like on a Whopper. They put, like, a tiny little bit of that tomato flavour in there as well. It's very good.
So smart.
Bruno, tell us quickly about your 12 grand fast food habit. What's the go here, mate? I saw on your Instagram story.
I know. It's a disgusting habit. I shouldn't do
12K
it.
12K a year.
That's insane. You're claiming that back on tax, aren't you?
Well, that's why I did the burger list. You have to get something back.
That's a great idea. No, look, honestly, I spend around $250 a week on fast food. It's not... I've got a second kid on the way. It'd be good if I, you know, if I was able to stick around past its two or three birthday, you know, second or third birthday. But I should probably stop. But yeah, it's a lot of money. But I don't know. I feel that a lot of people that do that drive around a lot would probably do about the same.
Hey, Bruno, I think it really, let's be honest, you're in denial. I think you're having one of those phantom male pregnancies, so that's why you're spending up big on the takeaway, because you just want to binge eat and get the cravings that your wife's going through.
How clever are you? Guys, is everyone in Newcastle aware that Jade is a genius? Sorry, Jade the genius. Does everyone get that in Newcastle?
Oh, we're working on convincing him.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm blushing. Thanks, Bruno.
We just had a listener, Lee, message through. He said, Bruno's a tight ass. I spend $500 a week on Uber Eats.
Are you kidding me? 500 a week?
That's something else, isn't it?
That's a lot.
There he is, the Lisking, Bruno. Thanks, man.
Bye, Bruno.
Thanks so much, guys. Love you.
Love you, man. See ya.
The Novos.
The Weekend Blinding Lights, Heads or Tails time.
The school holidays are here. Yeah. And we want you to rediscover the Hunter. Time to play.
The Novos, heads or tails?
That's right. You can win all day while you work here at New FM. And right now, we're giving you the chance to win a Treetops family pass where you can hang around at Treetops these school holidays, only 40 minutes from Newcastle. Bookings are essential. And I have to say, I have done the Treetops and it is a lot of fun. If you love high ropes and low ropes courses, it's the place to take the kids, tire them out.
Too. Great, exactly. Tire them out. Then you actually get a few days of peace and quiet then.
And that's, you know, right. What? You can either watch the kids because they have a little cafe there, but the best bit is, though, it's fun for adults as well. Yeah. So mum and dad,
great time,
get that harness on.
Okay. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Karen?
I'm fine, thank you.
How are you feeling so far? Any hair left in your head these school holidays?
Oh, well, I'm a grandmother, so I just get to have them at part-time.
Oh, well, that's always
and give cool, them back.
It? Yeah, that's the best part, isn't
You'll be
it?
The best grandmother ever if you take the grandkids to Treetops.
Definitely.
All right, let's do it, Karen. Now, how many grandkids do you have?
I've got eight.
Eight.
Wow.
Geez, well, I don't think it's for eight, so you're going to have to pick and choose your faves.
That'll pay for a couple of times.
No favourites.
I think your grandparents have favourites.
Okay, and remember, every single person that gets on air goes into the major prize draw, which is a week away holiday, Nelson Bay, Brekkie included. Yeah, it's going to be great, so we're drawing that next week.
Let's do it, Karen. Are you choosing heads or tails?
I'm choosing tails today.
All right, here we go.
To come up as Maddie.
You got it.
You beauty!
Yay!
Off to Treetops. Now, will they get you in a harness, Karen?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Good. Fun grandparent. That's what you want.
Oh, 100%. Thank you, Karen. Play across your day right here at New FM and more chances with us tomorrow morning in the 6 and 8 hour, guys.
That's right. And more chances across. Then next, though, we are doing Say Thanks with Flowers, switching gears a bit because this is a really beautiful story. So it's going to tug at your heartstrings a bit. You won't be able to help this. But we're going to meet somebody who has had a lot of help from someone. And this is just an amazing story.
Am I going to cry? I feel like
quite
I'm going to cry.
Possibly. I'm prepared as well, too.
Okay, it's 8:46. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Topic, breaking me live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:52 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's time to give back with Say Thanks with Flowers.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37.
Theposypost.com.au.
The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say Thanks with Flowers.
That's right. This is an amazing little part of the week where we get to reward someone who's been important in your life with a lovely bunch of flowers. We're meeting Joanne now. Joanne has been getting some help from a friend. And Joanne, you want to reward that friend. Is that right?
Hey, Joanne.
Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, thank
you.
You're doing really good. Now, tell us about your friend Amelia.
My friend Amelia has been one of a kind. I was diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer in January of 2019. She's been by my side the whole time. She has 7 children of her own as well as some foster children. And she works in social work as well for other families. And she's always been there and helped my family out. I have an 11-year-old son and she's always been there for us and helped me through the process of you know, treatment. I do 57 hours of chemo every fortnight and she's always there to cheer me up and to help our family out. So I'd like to pay her back with, you know, everything she has on her plate. She also finds time for myself and my family. So,
Jeez, she sounds like Superwoman Amelia does.
She is, yes.
To manage all that and then still be just, you know, have it in her to help you out. What an amazing person.
She's extremely amazing, yes.
Joanne, you sound like Superwoman too. I mean, 57 hours a fortnight of chemo. What's the diagnosis?
How are you doing?
At the moment, I've just changed to a new chemotherapy. My last one wasn't working. My tumours have started to grow.
Yeah.
So we're just in a holding pattern at the moment to see if the new chemo is going to do anything at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed. All my love and prayers go to you right now. Hey, hopefully
we're sending you good vibes.
Yeah, it'll.
Joanne.
I think the whole of Newcastle as well, Joanne. Please, you know.
Take care of yourself. It's so important, and to, you know, and like you said, friends and family at a time like this, they are what keeps you, you know, you're solid.
They do, yes, definitely. And you know, when you have those down days, they come over and have a coffee, and you know, and then they make things, you know, more bearable in a way, as in, you know, you put a smile back on your face and you just keep going. So, and you know, Amelia does that a lot, and yeah, it's very, very nice to show back my appreciation for everything that she has done for us.
Do you have a partner, Joanne?
I do, yes, yeah, I do have a partner.
Good, so you've got the support there. And what's your kid's name?
My son's name's Leo.
Leo,
that's a great name.
You sound like a lovely family, Joanne, and please, like we just said, best wishes, and I think the whole Newcastle is sending them to you. Thank you so much. We'll send those flowers out.
Hearing that story, it just really cements how important social distancing is. You know what I mean? It's really hard to explain, but like obviously, you know, there are people out there who are quite sick.
That's right.
You know, and like if we get a second wave of COVID and she's going through, you know, chemotherapy, she's so much more
vulnerable
to getting sick. Like it really puts things into perspective a lot more when you hear stories like that.
And you could see someone out and about and you don't know their situation.
No.
Like you might, you know, see Joanne walking around and think, it's just another person, like, but she's going through something, like, health-wise, it does make her super vulnerable.
Doesn't it go to say as well, I'm a big believer in this, sometimes friends can be the family that you need in your life.
100%.
I'm a big believer in, and you have a good, solid group of friends that, you know, you can show them your bad side, your good side. A true friend will always be there for you, and I think that's just such a beautiful story.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a bit of a different way to end the show, but sometimes, like, we've got to hear these stories to know how good our community can be.
Yeah, it's positive.
100%. You know, we've got a lot of great people in this city.
But yeah, we have 105 minutes commercial-free with
that as
Jackson.
Well.
Yeah, we do.
What's coming up?
This is huge from the Greatest Showman.
Yeah. I like this song.
I've never seen that movie.
Neither have I.
Look at us talking about the Greatest Showman. None of us have seen it. Avicii as well. Hey, brother.
Yeah, yeah, rest in peace.
Gaga's The Cure.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Good cheese.
Newcastle's the only block of ad-free music. Thanks, guys. That's us done. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
See
ya.
Bye. Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.